It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Deborah Tavares here with lots of documents. And it's pretty serious, actually. I had two of my neighbors trying to sell their homes, and they actually found they didn't find insurance for sale of their home, so it reduced their price dramatically because apparently we had a fire last year, which is miles away. But the insurance carriers lost so much money, with basically probably Northern California, they decided that only one insurance carrier would actually carry insurance for their homes in their area, Great West Life. And I was amazed that these people are trying to sell their homes in our gated community, which are perfectly good homes, miles and miles from any area where there could be fire. The insurance carriers are actually pushing to actually depopulate and make sure that homes can't be sold or rebuilt. It's amazing, and it's not a future thing. It's happening right now, right in my own area, which is not a fire zone, to be honest with you. We had tons of rain here. And so the idea the insurance carriers are doing this and the banks and so on is disgusting. It's not just a theory. It's not just documents that Deborah has. It's a horrifying fact, isn't it, Deborah?
Well, absolutely, Dr. Bill. In fact, Nevada City in California, that's not that far from Paradise, that was decimated in 2018, is also experiencing the inability to have insurance, and homes are not selling. People are having to drastically reduce prices. Some people can't sell at all, and that, again, as you said, is a forced migration, and it's actually a land grab through those that control the monetary monies, because insurance is all part of the banking industry. But I want to cover some current disasters that are occurring worldwide right now, but I want to tie it in to resilience and urban resilience and what we're being told our cities are facing, because right, this is what is being created with weather weapons and economic sanctions of trade wars and cyber and more. So we know that cities are facing a growing range of adversities. We see it, and the challenges that they're telling us we're going to have because of climate change. And they say the effects of climate change are growing, and immigrant populations are moving. And, of course, we see that worldwide. We have inadequate infrastructure. We've talked about that. We're going to talk about a dam and reservoir that's failing right now also. But pandemics to cyber attacks. And what defines urban resilience as is the capability of individuals and communities and institutions and businesses and systems within a city, they say, to survive. In other words, survive the targeted, directed energy weapons being used on all of us.
Right.
We have to survive. They tell us we have to adapt. And we have to grow, no matter what kind of attacks and stresses and shocks are aimed at all of us. This is what we are being told. And they're telling us that the chronic stresses are slow-moving disasters that weaken the fabric of the cities. And this is intentional. And they tell us, Dr. Bill, as you know, high unemployment. Look at all of the violence that we're witnessing. High unemployment, overtaxed and inefficient public transportation systems, endemic violence, which we're seeing increase worldwide.
Let me give a little story here about these two shootings that are going on and ties into this, and including the culture. I took care of Air Force Academy years ago, back 25 years ago, and they were concerned about bringing in war games, actually, to train their pilots to kill. They didn't know if they could turn off the kill reflex. All these kill games, and Trump made a comment about this, and also the Democrats, they need to be removed. We need to get rid of kill games. And there's a lot of people that don't have a shadow of understanding between a war game and they're being aggravated by something, whatever the issue is, and then getting armed and dangerous. So we have mentally ill people that are activated. Now, these big cities that you're talking about are getting bigger. The big cities around the world are what we call killing fields. They're stressing people out, People are stressed by not enough money to be able to pay for everything, including their house, their gasoline, the stress of the jobs, the drying up of jobs. The lower middle classes aren't doing well. I mean, I know they say the economy is doing great. That is, if you're upper middle class or a major investor. And even that's going to be hampered here shortly because of trade wars with China. So I agree. I think the stress is on food, the stress is on the body with 5G network and depleted food and toxic vaccines, which they want to have if they have a controlled health care system here in California. If you don't take all the vaccines, you don't go to school. These vaccines shut the lights off in little children. They ruin their brain. I mean, it's very real, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about a number of things pertinent
I see everybody is more and more stressed, and they're adding to it. I mean, the globalists are not taking away the stress.
That's the intention, Dr. Bill, and that is the intention. And
right.
So we're seeing increased disease outbreaks and terrorist attacks. And they say, and they tell us that the challenges that we're going to face aren't a single shock or stress, but we're going to face a combination of challenges at one time. So I'm going to go over some of these challenges that are in the news right now,
right.
And we'll understand more of what is now being a new definition for mentally ill,
right.
Because we're having a new definition being created right now as people become psychologically affected intentionally to the reality that is being created. I'm going to read a couple of things that are in the news right now. We're finding now that the fire officials are seeking a sales tax, so they want to increase a half a cent levy imposed countywide, this is here in Northern California,
right.
To fund the struggling fire departments. Now, I will tell you that the fire departments were regionalized, and their assets have been cut. And certainly they are not being trained for the types of directed energy war games that are being played, and they go out onto the battlefield to fight fires that they all admit are too fast and too hot, and they're not even equipped with the fire equipment. Firefighting now is relegated strictly, mainly, to evacuations, but they want to increase the tax here for firefighters. Also, it's most important for all of us to understand what the USDA is saying. All climate scenarios considered suggest that climate change would lower domestic production of corn, soybean, and wheat relative to a future scenario with climate identical to that of the past three decades. And they say taxpayers are going to be on the hook for climate change. We're also looking at what is happening right now in Zimbabwe. This is very, very important. It ties in to the created technologies to reduce the water supply and create the illusion that we're running out of water. But again, it speaks to the multiple attacks that these people in Zimbabwe are enduring right now. And I'm going to go over that. This is hot off the press, August the 2nd of 2019. And it is a report on Zimbabwe impact on climate change. And it talks about the severe drought combined with mismanagement of the African country to create acute shortage. And they go on to say, it's been over 5 days since the water has stopped flowing. And people are lining up in the early morning hours and waiting until the late afternoon just to fill up a few plastic jugs of water. They say more than half of the 4.5 million residents in this town, in the greater metropolitan area, are running out of water and only have water available once a week, according to the mayor, forcing many to wait in the lines and at the communal wells and streams and boreholes. It's causing very serious problems, they're saying. The acute water shortage is a result of bad drought, and this year a symptom of climate change. They talk about the poor water management, again, blaming the inadequate water on poor management, and they talk about the four reservoirs are empty from the lack of rain, and they continue. They say the weather crisis is only a microcosm of Zimbabwe's problems. They say residents are battling daily blackouts that last 15 to 18 hours each day, shortages of medicine, fuel, and banknotes, and inflation of more than 175%. This is coming here, because I will tell you, these tariffs are taxes. And in looking at the World Bank documents, they announce a global slowdown of the global economy. I want to go on with Zimbabwe, because you're seeing a microcosm of what you will experience here and are soon to experience, by the way, as well. And again, when you've got power outages, shortage of water, and then you were hit by a cyclone prior to that, you have got climate change, and you've got the stresses and shocks intentionally delivered to pockets around the world. In fact, what is being said now by the United Nations is that the third world countries will experience more deaths and more economic destruction than anticipated because of the lack of food supplies and climate change. So this is all intentional. Then we've got 7 million acres right now that are being allowed to burn in Russia, in Siberia. And they say that it's engulfed more than 7 million acres and beyond in Siberia.
Right.
And they go on to talk about how the agency said that the remaining fires do not threaten human settlements or economic facilities. And the projected cost of putting the fires out exceed the damage that can be inflicted by them. And, of course, we know that's not true. We know that 7 million acres that is being allowed to burn is going to cut and reduce the oxygen supply. They're talking about the smoke is literally everywhere in Russia, and Putin is being criticized for not helping to put the fires out. And, of course, so we know that the toxic fumes are going to create increased deaths. We've seen that here in California, where the firefighters are testing high in mercury and heavy metals because of the fires. So this is
right.
The depopulation method, and it's all through climate change and the increased realities that we face.
Right.
I also want to talk about something very troubling. I was on a radio show a week or so ago, and sadly, the questions that kept arising were all around politics. People are looking at politics as the solution and not looking underneath at all the climate action plans that are already in place. Somehow or another, people have really latched on to the new Green Deal, and they're using political football.
You're kidding.
They've latched onto it. They are using it as a political football. They're saying if you vote for the wrong political arm, then you're going to get this Green New Deal. The Green New Deal is, as I've said many times, is not new. It is not green, and it's not a deal. It's fully implemented, and it's rolling in all of our cities right now. And I was looking at an article, and I want to discuss this because it's most important that people understand that we do not have a working local government on any level, anywhere, worldwide. What do I mean by that? I'm looking at an article that says, and this is dated July the 29th of 2019, and it's from the Mercury News, and the title is State Blocks Environmental Rollbacks. Now, they're talking about California. And they say California...
Keep that thought. We'll be right back in just a minute. I hear the bumper. Amazing discussions. These are real facts. It's not a new world order. It's a now order of the world right now. The now world order. How's that? Back in a moment. It's happening now, people. Go to stopthecrime.net. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
we have Deborah back. Deborah, let's talk about what people can do about this situation.
Well, Dr. Bill, I actually want to finish the conversation about the political illusion and what people can do.
Right.
Is stop being caught up in the illusion. That's number one. Stop being caught up in the illusion. The can-dos and what we do about it is to understand what is real.
Right.
And when we look at the political deception and the use of politics and how this is being used to create a scenario of a false reality, I think a good document to read is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's short, to the point, and you will understand that the bankers control it all, and they do.
Right.
But I wanted to go over this article that I was starting to discuss before the break.
Right.
And I think it's important because this is an illustration of how the media is continuing to pound the illusion of the political right and left.
Right.
And also the aspect of environmental compliance to the United Nations Sustainable Development Programs. And they're using that as a political football, too. And why do I say that? Because those plans all over the world are adopted, and they are being implemented. And we're going to go over some specifics after I go over this right now. And I think people that are listening are going to be stunned. So let's go over it. It says California charts its own course thwarting Trump's policy on environmentalism. Again, creating the right-left scenario here. They're saying the Golden State has outmaneuvered the Trump administration. It has been planning to loosen pollution rules by car companies nationwide. In the latest in a growing list of ways that California has blunted, blocked, or shut down entirely and nearly all of the administration's major efforts to rewrite environmental policies in California. And I'm going to pause right now. They're not rewriting policies, and the Trump campaign is in bed with the illusion that there's a game around trying to slow down the environmental takedown. It's not true. Trump is fully behind. The White House is fully behind. And they're all playing the same game of illusion and confusion when all these policies are underway. It
okay.
says that California
is a Deborah, when you say that, you're saying that despite the fact that Trump's put out a public policy against trying to not get rid of carbon, you're saying that behind the scenes he supports the Democrats and the globalists and the Green New Deal. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That is exactly.
And what's your proof of that?
Because well, we know, Dr. Bill, it has been proven with the source of water, with the executive orders to reuse our fecal and urine water because we're running out of water because of climate change.
Oh, yeah, that policy is definitely not. That's part of the Green Deal, the idea of recycling water.
Absolutely.
So, in other words, what you're saying is, although there's a public statement, you're saying the piecemeal actions you see don't support that. For example, he supports, the idea of
GMOs.
He supports the idea of 5G network.
That's right.
And when you're looking at, for example, at the power grid, I don't see any actions by Trump to actually harden the power grid against a coronal mass ejection or a weapon of indignation against their power grid from a cyber hack or an EMP weapon.
That's exactly
And so what you're saying is, although publicly the statement is such and such, the actual reality is the opposite of what you're saying. Right.
Well, it's what all the policies show and all of the environmental policies, whether they say they're trying to slow it down or not, it's not true. It's not true.
Well, give an example.
So
if Trump is aware of the...
People can do, people need to get out of the right-left political paradigm and understand facts and look at the documents because what we're being told right now, for example, in this article, is that New York, Andrew Cuomo, this month signed a landmark law that requires 70% of New York State's electricity to come from renewable sources by 2030. And so look at the blackouts New York has recently been having, because electricity is not sustainable. That is what this means. This is a global disruption and use of all resources.
Well, I don't see the on the other side. I'm trying to get rid of coal and oil and so on, which the globalists want to do. But what you're saying is the piecemeal policy, for example, if Trump was really for power, he'd be getting rid of the smart grid system, which is burning out the lands up in Northern California were burned up by smart grid. Number two, he'd harden the power step-down transformers, UHF transformers, against EMP protection against a CME or an attack. We don't see that. So what you're saying is, although he's not, quote, on side with what the Democrats overtly say, Green New Agenda, his policies are bringing in pieces of the mess that's going to make things much, much worse, is what you're saying, like recycling toxic water.
Well, that's what the policies are saying, and I'm only delivering what the policies are saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. In other words, there's one thing in the public's political speak, and there's another thing in the actions that are being taken place. For example,
that's right. And so when you ask me again, I go back to your question, what can people do? And get your head out of the sand. Listen to the five-part YouTube series that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube video channel, where I literally break it down with documents, number one, starting with the fact we don't have a government, as we are being deceived that we have. So no actions or solutions can be taken unless people understand what reality is to a certain extent. So
exactly.
I want to get into a couple of other situations that are occurring. We're being told here now in California, and everyone else worldwide is going to be told the same thing. We're being told that large numbers of country rural properties are violating fire safety rules. Now let's talk about that. Suddenly, all of the wildfires are now being repositioned and blamed on the people. They're saying that there is not enough defensible space around homes to stop and prevent these fires. Now, we know with the weaponized attacks, the use of the smart meters that have lithium-ion batteries in them, and the electrified conditions in our homes with all the wireless, were causing combustibility. But this is a way in which, as I opened up the show, saying that taxpayers will be on the hook for climate change, when in fact, these are weapons being used against us. There's a story I'm going to only announce right now. I'm going to be following it up on future shows. But this is a worrisome situation because Pacific Gas and Electric is in bankruptcy right now. And they're looking to renegotiate many of their solar and storage contracts and get steep discounts in contractual agreements that they've already obligated themselves to, which, of course, during bankruptcy, will force people that have contractual agreements to lower pricing and to extend the contractual deadlines as well. And we're talking about the use of storage capacities throughout the solar industry as lithium-ion batteries, which are combustible, just like the news that we broke about the e-bikes, electric bikes with the lithium-ion batteries catching on fire. A large corporate structure right now has stopped the rollout of the e-bikes because of the fires that are started. These are literally bombs on wheels, and the solar batteries are bombs, solar battery bombs, lithium-ion battery bombs. Think of warfare, because this is what we're in. So I want to read right now and discuss what I mean by the policies that are rolling in on all of us. I've been talking about this for a very long time because I've read hundreds and hundreds of climate action plans. Again, the importance of watching that five-part video series on StopTheCrime.net on the YouTube channel. Those five YouTubes do not have enough views. And I will tell you, when you ask for solutions, if people aren't listening to the information, then they're not going to have solutions. But I want to talk about this because this is going to affect all of you in your wallets, and I discuss this in that five-part video series as well. But here we go more directly. This is an advisory that I'll be pumping out on StopTheCrime.net, and it is home energy scores to rate home values and require energy upgrades costing thousands.
And by the way, this is already happening. This is not something future. The insurance companies and the realtor companies and so on are doing this now, aren't they?
They are. And here's an example.
And there's no action on the part of Trump or his staff to stop this on a national level, is there? None.
No, in fact, that is all being rolled through underneath the illusion of having a representative government. These plans are in play. This is representative of an entire global economic land grab, asset stripping, and forcing people out of housing.
In every country. What you're referring to isn't just America made. This is a disaster that's in every country. That's why when Brussels says they're going to get rid of 5G network, it's not going to happen. Talked yesterday to Shai Danan in Israel for 2 hours. They're pushing 5G in Israel, and the Israelis are freaked out. What do we do next? I say, well, the first thing is don't believe your politicians. They're lying to you.
Right.
Every country on earth is pushing these things. There's no exception. They're just a little different way they're bringing it in, whether it's China, Russia, America, Europe. It's all the same garbage, isn't it?
It's absolutely. It's a roadmap. It's duplicated, and it is rolled out. It is done. For those
right.
of you that think it is not, it is. We're done
right.
as far as those policies are concerned.
Yeah, you're not going to get a warning that, you know, like a 7-year treaty in the Middle East and all the other foolishness. Things are happening today.
That's right. So I'm going to talk about what these home energy scores are, what they are going to do, and how you're going to have to pay. So this is an example out of Portland, Oregon, and the home energy score that was set up the beginning of January of 2018, because the home sellers in Portland, Oregon, have been required to get a home energy score. It's called HERS, H-E-R-S, Home Energy Rating Score. And the score must be completed by a licensed energy assessment contractor before someone can list their property for sale.
Wow.
So I want to talk a little bit about...
So in other words, if people try to resell their property, all of a sudden they hit this roadblock, right? Please continue.
Well, no, this is bigger. Yes, that, but this is huge, okay? The home energy assessment contractor is how they're conquering and dividing our cities. I've seen this on all levels, on how ranches are being taken away from farmers. Even in Ireland, it's the same technique. But this is about the home energy score. So let me continue with that. The scoring is intended to help meet Portland's goal of reducing carbon emissions 40% below 1990 levels and help buyers make a more knowledgeable decision about full costs of operating a house. Enforcement. Any building owner or person who fails, omits, neglects or refuses to comply with the provisions of the home energy score will be subject to the first violation. They will issue a warning, and they'll describe the violations and the steps required in order to comply. If the violation is not remedied within 90 days of issuance of the warning notice, they may assess civil penalties for every subsequent 180-day period during which the violation continues. They may assess additional civil penalties up to $500.
Wow.
So 500 upon 500 upon 500. And here's what you're required to do. What are you required to do with the home energy score? Provide a copy of the home energy performance report to all licensed real estate agents working on the seller's behalf. Have a printed copy available to prospective buyers who visit the home while it's listed publicly for sale, and to the director to quality assurance and evaluation of policy compliance, and include the home energy performance score in all real estate listings, including home energy performance report.
Wow.
And there's much more.
Amazing.
We'll follow that up after this break.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And welcome back. So, Deborah, let's get into what we can do. I mean, people need to prep up for this.
I want to finish what people are going to face, because these requirements for home energy scores to rate the home's value on energy consumption and emissions are going to be required. This is the retrofitting that I have been talking about as a result of the climate action plans that are adopted already in your.
And by the way, these are national. They're not just California, right?
I'm sorry?
These are national. They're not just in California, is
this
what you're saying.
This is worldwide.
Right.
These are climate action plans, energy action plans already adopted. everywhere.
Wow.
So this is going to rate homes. Eventually, what I've read in the documents is that homes that are not energy efficient will be put on a list of non-compliance. And what this is doing, it's going to cost a minimum of $5,000 to $20,000 to retrofit, dependent upon what you are required by code enforcement to retrofit in your home. Now, let's talk about what some of those retrofitting requirements are.
Right.
We're talking about cool roofs. We're talking about HVAC systems that are not older than the year 2010 because they're eliminating the Freon in the HVAC systems. We're talking about, and that alone in recent pricing is to just replace the HVAC, the heat and air systems, is over $10,000, if dependent on location of the equipment. If it's roof mounted, you've got to get a crane to remove the old equipment and then to move on the new equipment. And then you've got rewiring and electrical to do as well. So it's easily $10,000. But you add the $10,000 if you're in an area where you do have air conditioning to the requirement of eliminating gas, all appliances. That also requires some additional electrical in homes, as well as then repairing the walls that have to be opened up as they increase the electrical aspect to transition from the gas appliances to all electric. This is a requirement under the greenhouse gas emission policies that all of your cities and mine have already adopted. And what we've recently heard at a local city council meeting is that the cities to date now have individually done what they can within their city constraints to lower greenhouse gas emissions, such as buying electric fleets of city-owned vehicles, transitioning from various types of and out of gas into electric only, putting in electric charging stations, et cetera. And now they're saying they've done their job. Now it's up to every individual homeowner. This is here. All of you listening, this is here. You're going to be asset stripped because in order to comply to the fake climate change policies that are weapons systems, and the Green Deal is a weapon. It is a weapon system. This is a global transition and the creation of new environmental jobs worldwide. And the appliance makers behind this will make trillions of dollars in this rigged conspiracy that is being perpetrated on all of us, and I do mean all of us. So let's talk about added exemptions. You get an exemption to the requirement of the home energy score if your home is in foreclosure, and or if you have a deed in lieu of foreclosure. And vertically stacked units or condos can have exemptions. Obviously, the reason that vertically stacked condos would have exemptions is this is the dense housing element of the smart cities, and it is excluding rural country properties, which are unsustainable and considered to be sprawl. This is what is being eliminated in these home energy scorecards, because what is an added component is the use of water. All of you, everybody, will have a wireless water meter, which are already pretty much deployed everywhere.
And by the way, they want these with 5G network. That's why when Trump is pushing 5G, it's actually part of the damn agenda, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the fact that the score for apartment owners, the cities are planning, and it's already occurring. If you do not comply to retrofits, let's say you have a 50-unit apartment building, and you've got to retrofit all the appliances, air conditioning systems, roofs, all of the gas appliances you need to remove. All windows need to be replaced to energy-efficient dual-pane windows. Again, we've had warnings out about that because the Department of Energy is behind the high-efficiency, low-grade energy windows that start fires because of the magnification that occurs on the hot side of the houses. You can look that up for yourself. We've put this out. It's in our email blast outs on stopthecrime.net. We discussed that many months ago. I'll bring back the fact that the start charging stations and the lithium-ion batteries catch fire. Homes are burning down because of the e-bikes that are charging. We'll see more homes burning down as the electric vehicles are charging in the garages as well, all with lithium-ion batteries. These are a weapons system. But let's continue with the energy score, because your property will not have value. You won't be able to sell it. And if you refuse or do not lower your greenhouse gas emissions, you will pay greenhouse offsetting carbon taxes for that. So let's just say you want to replace everything but your gas cooking range because you like to cook on gas. You will be assessed a fee to compensate for the lack of greenhouse gas reductions. This is a worldwide scam, and it is a massive consolidation into one energy source, which is electricity, so that that can ultimately be taken away. And with massive blackouts, we are told here, because of the fire season that we're in, to expect up to 5 days minimum of power outages. So now that solar is being a requirement in all new construction here in California in 2020, just around the corner, we're going to see battery backups. They're all going to be lithium. These are bombs that are being set up around the country.
You want a silicon salt battery is what you want.
Well, you know what, Dr. Bill? We're going to talk about that because you asked about solutions, but not on this show.
Right. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
By the way, what I have is another. We'll have to do another shows, but it's right now. It's difficult to get them from overseas, but there's going to be a source here within 6 months available here in America.
So, Dr. Bill, what I would like to talk about is the continued aspect of what people are going to face, because sadly, I can say that some of the solutions are extremely costly, and in order to live in this new world of conspiracy and the use of weapons to convert everything that we've been able to access in the past, most people are going to fall short monetarily in order to comply. And the sad reality is that there are loans available. One of the loans is called a PACE loan, P-A-C-E, loan. They're very predatory. They are a Rockefeller loan. When I discovered this about 5 years ago, when I was seeing the cities approve, every city has had to approve these predatory retrofitting loans. And Rockefeller would be the only one that would be able to create a loan that would supersede a mortgage. So in other words, if you go into foreclosure, the Rockefeller PACE retrofitting loan gets paid off first. And you can actually be put into foreclosure and Rockefeller can pick up your house because they are in first position on the loan.
Wow.
So on your property tax bill. In fact, even if you get behind in your property tax payments, Rockefeller can foreclose because they have first position. So I want to talk about, again, these policies. It's not only happening in Portland, Oregon, but it's happening in Austin, Texas as well. The city of Austin passed the energy audit report disclosure requirements in 2009. And they found that the home energy retrofits increased massively after they passed this. Of course, it's a requirement. They're hiring additional code enforcement officers, and they must be licensed. So we know, too, that O-Power is owned by Oracle, and it provides utility companies with information about their energy use in the context to their neighbor's energy use. So in other words, you can get a comparison of how a home that you're interested in buying, how that energy use is affecting the bottom line, the value, and increasing greenhouse gas emissions. And you can look up what's happening in the neighborhood, what that neighborhood is doing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions before you buy. And this is all provided by the U.S. Inc. Department of Energy, the Home Energy Score. This is a global takedown by a massively predatory system that somehow or another people still think is a political system of a right and left. It is not.
I call it the two-legged beast. Do you like that?
Well, I also want to quickly say before the show ends that we reported on Del Mar Beach in Southern California months and months ago about the required relocation because of shore erosion and sea level rise.
Right.
And what we have now recently found, because the very wealthy property owners there took the city and planning department, created a lawsuit, and was able to have the city sidestep the code, what was being written into code for planned retreat, forced
right.
removal from your properties. But now what's happening is that the government agencies have redrawn the flood zones, and now those properties cannot get insurance. So what we talk about here is what you can do and you must do. Understand what the policies are doing to you, and then figure out what each of you need and want to do, because solutions are only based on, sadly, what kind of money you have in order to stay in the game a little longer and sidestep some of these horrific issues that will kill millions upon millions of people. In fact, when we look at these shootings and we compare to the goals of the Deagle.com genocide report of about 84% reduction of the population in the United States by 2025, the two leading causes of increased deaths are going to be suicide and forced relocation and the inability to cope. So we're talking about mass suicides.
Yeah.
We have had suicides here in Northern California, people lying down on the tracks, the smart train tracks. And we've had many occur within the last couple of months. In fact, the smart train directors have had a meeting, and they're now not allowing homeless people to have encampments near the smart train. It's another way to roust out homeless people and force moving people. They're
Amazing.
Not allowing homeless people to encamp in city-owned parking lots, but they're allowed to park out on the streets. Dr. Bill, they can pull up in front of your house and park. That's legal.
Wow.
But they can't park in a city-owned lot with a dozen-plus motorhomes that are homeless because
wow.
of fires and storms and floods.
Which was most important.